did not have a chance yet to look at the list of any suggestions. Are there suggestions on the list? Anyone submit anything yet? I'll take a look at some point. But for the first seminar lecture of the summer, today is, if I have my calendar right, Erev Rosh Chodesh. So I thought it would be a good time to talk about the concept of Erev Rosh Chodesh. Are there any halachos that are associated with Erev Rosh Chodesh, or minhagim, more like it, that are associated with Erev Rosh Chodesh? You may have seen on the Jewish websites that there was a cemetery in Muncie that was overrun by tourists, people coming to the kever of the Ribnitzer Rebbe and the Vizhnitzer Rebbe and a few other rebbes that are buried there, and that apparently is an Erev Rosh Chodesh thing. So what is this concept of Erev Rosh Chodesh, or more famously, Erev Rosh Chodesh is associated with, you know, Yom Kippur Katan, right? So what is the concept? Thank you. What is the concept of Yom Kippur Katan? So the idea of it being a special day is recorded first in the early Achronim, in around the 1500s. The minhag to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh is first brought in the early Achronim by the Manas Halevi and in the name of Chassidim and Anshei Maisa, that they would do such a thing. It's not recorded in Rishonim, it's not in the Mechaber, it's not in the Ramah, it's certainly not in the Gemara. It seems to come from Rav Moshe Cordovero, who lived in Tzfat before the Arizal. And we've all heard of people do Yom Kippur Katan, and particularly sometimes Gedolim recommend doing it at a time of an Eis Tzara, when there's a particularly difficult time for Klal Yisrael. So where does the name Yom Kippur Katan come from? Meaning, what's it got to do with Yom Kippur? It's Erev Rosh Chodesh, it's not Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Yud Zayin Siv Katan Dalid writes that the day is called Yom Kippur Katan because V'tam L'Shem Zeh Hu L'Fi Madi Isa B'Pri Chadosh Demaram Cordovero Zal, that the basis of this is that the Pri Chadosh writes that Rav Moshe Cordovero Hayakorei Also Kippur Katan, he called it Kippur Katan Lefi Shabo Mischaprim Avonos Shal Kol HaChodesh, because that's the day that you could be mechaper for your averos of the whole month. Dumi Deshir Shal Rosh Chodesh K'ramir B'Musaf Zman Kapara L'Chol Todosam. Now we say in Musaf, it's a Zman Kapara L'Chol Todosam. U'kizkasav Beis Yosef Sim Tav Chav Gimel Shem Archos Chaim Ki Kinoi Todosam Ka'i Al HaChadashim Ratzalomar Ki Olas Rosh Chodesh Ha'isaba Al Todos Yimei HaChodesh Ad Kal Neshona Pri Chadash. Meaning, the Ramak called the day, Ramosh Kordovero, the Ramak called the day Erev Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur Katan, because that's when we receive Kapara for all the Averus of the previous month, which is similar, which relates to the goat that's brought as a Karban on Rosh Chodesh, which would bring Kapara to the Ribon Shalom himself, the Gemara says. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki'ilu Kaviyachol needs Kapara for being Mema'it Levana, and his Kapara comes through that Karban that we bring on Rosh Chodesh. So we see around this time is the time of Kapara, and therefore we get Kapara for the whole month on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So what does one do on Erev Rosh Chodesh? So there is a practice that many Achronim, starting with the Manas Halevi, quoted by the Knesset HaGedola, have a minhag to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. I could see from the use of the coffee machine this morning that is not the minhag HaMakom over here, but there is such a minhag that people have a minhag to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham that Yesh Noagin Lishanos Erev Rosh Chodesh. The Magen Avraham says that there are some people, and that's become more popular in later generations, and those who fast should eat right away when Rosh Chodesh begins, because you're not supposed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, you're not supposed to fast past nightfall, and that's true even if you're going to daven marv at a later minyan. Now some poskim paskin that if you stop that you should stop fasting as soon as shkia hits, that a person should not even fast during the period of Ben Hashmashos, that already when it's Rosh Chodesh, if you're going to fast as soon as shkia hits, you should stop fasting. Some only fast until Chatzos Hayom. It's not the widespread minhag anymore, even amongst very big tzaddikim, to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh for whatever reason, but you do find that some people do so. Now, why is there such a minhag? So the Knesset HaGedola quotes from the Manas Halevi that the reason behind the minhag to fast Rosh Chodesh is that they used to bring, like we said before, the goat, the Karban Sa'ir, which was an atonement for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for diminishing the moon, so pious Jews would fast as a replacement to that carbon. Meaning we no longer have a carbon, we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. So because of that, we need to achieve this kapara in one way or another. So the way we achieve the kapara when we don't have the carbon is to fast. Now normally when we don't have a carbon, the way to achieve the kapara that a carbon gives, for some reason every shear the zoom conks out in the middle. The normally the way we would achieve a kapara that a carbon gives is is by saying the words of the Karban, is by reading about the Karban, which we do that too on Rosh Chodesh. In the Karbanos, if for those who say Karbanos, you should say Karbanos. For those who say Karbanos, you add in that little extra couple of lines, a little extra paragraph about the Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, or at least in the Tfilas Musaf, we talk about the Karban. Another possibility of the reason for the fast is that it says in Sefer Chassidim that a person shouldn't go 30 days without fasting. So it could be that it's a kiyum of that, meaning if a person makes sure that every hour of Rosh Chodesh he fasts, so then he'll be mekayim that concept of the Sefer Chassidim to never go 30 days without fasting. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sim Tav Yud Zayin Sif Yud Aleph says that Shenagu L'Sanos Erev Rosh Chodesh Mishum Miyata Yareach, because of the minimization of the moon we're trying to achieve a kapara. And then he says, but Inyonim Gedolim Tuluyim Bazeh Hanogei L'Matzavenu U'La'asit Tzchadish Yareach K'mo Anachnu K'mo Shom B'Rech Kiddush Levana. He says there's some very, very big ideas over here. There's some things that are very beyond us and that are very big, that are at play when it comes to this particular minhag. Again, the impression you get is a lot of this is based in Kabbalah and not based in anything, you know, that comes from the Torah Sanigla. Those who do fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh should accept the fast during the mincha on the day before Erev Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Bir Halacha writes in Sim Tav Kuf Samach Beis. Mishabura writes, though, that if a person wants to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, v'tov sheyasne b'pam rishona shemisane she'eno mekablo lov laso zos li'olam. Like any hanhaga tova, that if a person is going to do this, he should have in mind that, or even verbally say that he's not doing this forever. D'shemer yerulo is a pam ones v'lo yuchal lisanos, because there might come a time where he's not going to be able to fast, and you don't want lo yelav keneder. You don't want it to become a neder. So whenever any person takes on a hanhaga tova, so the first time you do it, you should say that I'm doing this b'li neder, that this is not a long-term commitment, right? If a person, for example, decides that he wants to say Pita Maktoris every day from a klaf, right? So a person should say b'li neder, that I'm not doing this as a long-term commitment, because there might come a time where you don't have the ability to do it, so you want to make sure that it's b'li neder. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, Misha Yeragel Lesanos V'achar Kach Choshesh L'Briuso Tzarech HaTara, that if a person used to fast and then he has a health problem and he's not able to fast, so then he needs Ataras Nedarim. He says the truth is, if he's really, really unhealthy, then you don't even need Ataras, because then it's usher for him to fast. But if he's just stam, a little bit shvach, and he already had this minute to fast in Erev Rosh Chodesh, so you would need Ataras Nedarim. So it's very important when you take on any Anhaga Tova to do so b'li neder. There are specific days that Erev Rosh Chodesh falls on that you can't fast on the Erev Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh falls on a Sunday, obviously you're not going to fast on Shabbos. So Magen Avraham writes that in the event that Rosh Chodesh falls on a Sunday, then the fast should be moved back to a Thursday for those who do Yom Kippur Katan. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, then the fast can't take place on Friday, the Magen Avraham writes. Erev Rosh Chodesh Teves and Iyar might be different. A person's not allowed to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and because it's Chodesh Nisan, you don't fast on Chodesh Nisan. You don't fast on Chodesh Nisan. And the same applies to Erev Rosh Chodesh Teves, other than Tanis Bechorim in Chodesh Nisan. But when it comes to Chodesh Teves, you don't fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh Teves. Why? It's Chanukah. You're not allowed to fast on Chanukah. So you don't fast on Erev Chanukah either to make up for that fast. So that's one practice, that people have a practice to fast. The other practice that people have is to say Slichos. Mishabura writes, V'yesh Nogin Lasos L'Milcha Seder Yom HaKippurim Katan, that they do a whole Seder of Yom HaKippurim Katan in the davening, and that's a Slichos that they say in the davening. So they do slichos in the davening. If the custom of saying slichos in Erev Rosh Chodesh really seems to be an offshoot of fasting. Slichos are always associated with tainus. However, there are some poskim that say you could do one without the other, that you could do slichos even if you're not fasting. Magen Avraham says that minag tov lomar slichos kodem tefilas hamincha, that you should do it before mincha. Once it's already after mincha, you're already too close to Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't be saying slichos anymore. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that the common practice is to do it achar tefillas hamincha. So even though Magen Avraham says that it's a minhag tov to do it before, the more common practice, as Mishmaru records, is to do after tefillas mincha. Now the Matah Ephraim in Sim Tavkuf Pe'alef Oz Gimel and the Kaf HaChaim in Sim Tavkuf Pe'alef Sivkan Chav Gimel say that the minhag to say slichos applies specifically to Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, and they explain that the second 40 days that brought about the appeasement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Cheda Egel finished on the 29th day of Menachem Av, and therefore it's called Yom Kippur Katan, because it's similar to the third set of 40 days, which concluded, of course, on Yom Kippur. And maybe that's where the Yom Kippur Katan name came in. It's not that every Erev Rosh Chodesh is Yom Kippur Katan. It could be that Dafka Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul was the Yom Kippur Katan, because of the 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai after Shavuos, and then there was the Cheda Egel, then another 40 days, and then another 40 days, which ultimately led us to Yom Kippur. So maybe that was why it was called Yom Kippur Katan, and therefore, maybe there's a particular inyan to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh of Elul. Now, a third thing to do, the Mishabura quotes, Da'af Misha Enu Mis'ane, even if you're not going to fast, and this you can never lose on, you never lose by doing this, Mikol Makom Yira Lasos Tshuva Biyomza. You can always do tshuva. There's never a bad time to do tshuva. Tshuva is a mitzvah. There are certain times of the year where tshuva is emphasized more than it is at other times of the year, certainly the Aseres, you made tshuva and all of Chodesh Elul, but tshuva is a mitzvah that applies throughout the year, so it's a good thing to do tshuva as well. L'sakinis asher ives b'chala chodesh, to be misakin whatever problems we had throughout the whole month. Me'achar sheyom achron shel kol chodesh, k'mo erev Rosh Hashanah b'chala shana, just like an erev Rosh Hashanah, you want to do tshuva in advance of Rosh Hashanah, so erev Rosh Chodesh, you want to do a little extra tshuva in advance of Rosh Chodesh, and then va'az bevadi yelo yom achodesh zman kapar l'chol todosav, says the Mishnah Berura, and that way you can see to it that Rosh Chodesh was not just going to be a time where, I don't know, in your high school they made you wear a white shirt or something. It's going to be, or you get a donut or something. It's going to be a time that means something. It's going to be a time that comes with some sense of inspiration. There are a few other minhagim that are brought by the poskim. Some poskim, including the Raman, Siman Tav Chav, with regard to Erev Shabbos after midday, and l'chor, the same would apply to Erev Rosh Chodesh, because Tachnun is omitted after midday on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So there are some poskim based on that Rama say that in Erev Rosh Chodesh that you shouldn't do Hespedim. Some say Tzidduk Hadin and Kaddish is said on Erev Rosh Chodesh and even on Rosh Chodesh itself, because it's not considered a Hesped, it's just a blessing of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shach writes that it's even mutter to say Hespedim on Erev Rosh Chodesh after Chatzos, and certainly okay to do Tzidduk Hadin and Kaddish. So there's a discussion about Hespedim. Generally speaking, even on the days we're not supposed to do Hespedim, people tend to do Hespedim anyway, so our minhag is not to add extra days that you're not going to do Hespedim, right? How many Levayas have you been? I don't know how many Levayas you guys have been to in general, but if you go to enough Levayas on times that you're not allowed to do Hespedim, like Rosh Chodesh, typically the Levayas starts with some sort of comment like, it's us to do Hespedim today, so we're just going to say really nice things about the person that will inspire us to cry and to be inspired by his life, which is the textbook definition of a Hesped. And then they go and they give Hespedim for a few hours. So since people don't listen to that halacha anyway, I think the general practice is not to add extra days of no Hespedim. There is a minhag about Tachlon, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and some Reish Adibes of Zion says that we don't say Tachlon at Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and we in fact don't. Right? Mincha today, there's not going to be a Tachlon. You don't say Tzidkascha on Erev Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. And another din of Erev Rosh Chodesh that comes up in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tav Chaf Hei Sif Beis says that Rosh Chodesh Chalios Be'echad B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, so Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh, we say a special Haftorah of Machar Chodesh. And the Rama adds that Ein Dochen Aniya Soar of Lo Shimu Mishum Machar Chodesh, there are certain Haftorahs that would trump the Machar Chodesh Haftorah. The Rama writes that if Rosh Chodesh falls out in one of the Dalet Parshios, we read the Dalet Parshios, but the minhag is that you read it and then you say the first and last pasuk of Machar Chodesh, even though the Rama says V'yeshom Shein LaHafsik Minavi LeNavi, but just to give some sort of remez to the fact that it's also Erev Rosh Chodesh, there's a practice to add in those psukim of Machar Chodesh. The Rama writes if Parshas Re'ei is read on Erev Rosh Chodesh, then you read the Haftorah Ani Soara, and the minhag is then to add add the first and last pesukim of Haftarah of Machar Chodesh. Then there are a few other chumras that people have. The Chavak Chaim quotes that there are some people that have a minhag to do Ataras Nedarim. The Lubavitcher Rebbe in Sichos Kodesh said that people should do more Torah, more Avodah, more Tzedakah in Erev Rosh Chodesh. But the secret is, the Lubavitcher Rebbe told you to always do that, right? Meaning, if you ever came for any Eitzah, you should always do. But he said, yeah, Dafka Erev Rosh Chodesh, whatever can convince people to do a little more of the good things, you should tell them to do a little more of the good things. And then there is a minhag, the Kaf HaChaim quotes in Siman Tavkof Pei Aleph, that the most auspicious time to visit Kivrei Tzadikim is on Erev Rosh Chodesh and on Tesvav Chodesh. And I think the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to visit his father-in-law's kever, what's now called the Ohel. I think he used to go Dafka those times, twice a month, on Erev Rosh Chodesh and on Tesvav Chodesh. That's why all these cemeteries are overrun with tourists Dafka today, Dafka in this time of the month when it's on Erev Rosh Chodesh, because there is such a minhag. It wasn't such a widespread minhag, but it seems to have become much more widespread over time. So again, the basic story is, it's nowhere in Shas, it's nowhere in Rishonim, but the concept seems to be brought up by the Mekubalim from Tzvat in the 15th century, in the 1500s, 16th century, and therefore there's a minhag to fast, there is a minhag that people say slichos, and say a whole seder of Erev Rosh Chodesh, and there's a minhag to do tshuva, and there's a discussion about Hespedim and Tachnun. Certainly we say Haftarah of Marcha Chodesh, and apparently there's even a minhag to go visit Kivrei Tzadikim. Okay, so that's a little bit about Erev Rosh Chodesh. Everyone on Zoom, have a great day. Everyone here.